الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدي الذي اؤتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه والله بما تعملون عليم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about Sharia's advice and ruling regarding debts that are payable after some time. What Sharia says now to both parties, that this debt should now be written down. There should be scribes and there should be witnesses to this as well. But what if you are on a journey, on some safar? Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرِ وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا. And if you are on journey, and if you do not find a scribe, so let's suppose there's no scribe, or maybe there is a scribe, but there is no pen, or maybe there is a pen, but there is no ink, or whatever the situation be, so you cannot write this down. فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ. So this debt is now payable after some time. Both parties have agreed to that. You cannot write this down. Allah says, then there should be a security deposit that be given to the creditor. So the debtor should now give something as a security deposit. For example, he may say to him that, here's my watch, you can take it until I pay my debt to you. فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَةً وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. So this security deposit or this mortgage deposit is here sanctioned by Sharia, not only on safar. Even if a person be out in his own hometown, it is permissible for him to give this here till he pays his debt. And then Allah says, فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. But if one of you trusts the other, in other words, if the creditor now trusts the debtor to bring back that debt, فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اِتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ, then the person who is trusted, in other words, the debtor, he should now pay his amanat, that trust, and he should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing so. In other words, now when the time comes for him to pay that debt, then he should give that debt in full, and he should not hold back any of that monies. وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةِ. Then Allah says, do not conceal the witness. In other words, let's suppose, or supposedly, this debtor now says that I'm not owing you anything, and we all know that this dealing or this transaction has taken place, and there was this debt that was payable after some time, and there was one witness who witnessed all of that. Allah tells him, Allah addresses that person, that because you've seen all of that, now do not conceal that witness. Rather bear witness to that transaction, and the dealing that you have witnessed to. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ. That person who conceals that witness, remember, his heart is at sin. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is well aware, Allah is all knowledgeable of what you do. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you His power and His qudra over everything, and how He knows what you conceal and how He knows what you reveal. Allah says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on this earth. And then Allah says, if you have to reveal what's in your chest, what's in your bosoms, what's in your heart, أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ, or you have to conceal it. Remember, in both situations, in both scenarios, يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever is there in your heart, even in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to account for that. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will forgive whomsoever He wills, and He will punish whomsoever He wills. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has the power to do everything. The tafsir of this verse, inshallah, we shall do this tomorrow when we are completing the Surah Al-Baqarah.